Scott's Canada. Can you just give that? What happens at Scott's Canada in general? Like, what's the company?
Okay, so Scott's Canada has been around for over 150 years. Our plant in Delhi has been there. We started in 2005. Let me say it that way. That's a little bit better to say it. And so as anybody that doesn't know Scott's products, I couldn't imagine anybody that wouldn't. We are the leader in lawn and garden products.
If someone went for a tour of like the Scott's plant, what kind of stuff would they see?
Okay, so Scott's is a fully automated plant. So there's no, you know, hand pack, you know, putting bags onto pallets. Everything's fully automatic. Right from the product, the soil's, you know, being put into a hopper, automated mix line, you know, feeds the baggers. Bags are automatically palletized. They come down a conveyor line, and a hood is put over top of the product. So anybody that's drove by our site on 59 Highway sees these pallets with green hood on them and going down the highway nonstop. So it's, you know, our busy season. We put out over 100 trucks a day.
So I guess that when talking about that, like from 2005 to now, technology obviously has had to have a pretty big impact on how the day-to-day operations. I imagine 2005 didn't open up with all that automation. Or did it open up?
It did. It did. Actually, I was the first employee hired there, so I actually helped put the equipment in. So the equipment that that we have is and has been fully automated. Yes, we've, you know, acquired new equipment over the years, type of deal. And so with new equipment, you know, more modern features, you know, for sure, but very high tech for a, and I don't want to say dirt, but I'll say a specialty soil plant.
I guess what's some of the biggest changes you've seen in the industry in the last few years?
I'm going to say, and I want to just back up because Scott's is an extremely safety-oriented business, okay? And that speaks volumes. You know, I know a lot of businesses, you know, talk to talk, but Scott's does, you know, walk the walk, you know, when it comes to safety. So, you know, when I started there in 2005, you know, safety was, in my mind at that point, second to none. Over the last 20 years, it's evolved, you know, for the better and has been a leader in safety. So, which is very important to anybody that, you know, that comes to work there. We want to make sure everybody goes home at the end of the day the way they came in the morning. And that's first and foremost, you know, in the way we operate. Safety is first, and we do walk the walk on that. So,
yeah. Are you from the area?
Yes, I'm originally from Simcoe. I went to high school in Waterford. Like I said, I started out there as a bag line operator 20 years ago, and went from bag line operator to foreman to supervisor, and just most recently, as of December, plant manager. So there's certainly opportunity for those who choose to take advantage of those opportunities as they present themselves. So, yeah.
Obviously, you must feel some pride. I imagine people around here should, that like this kind of business, like you said, that's really like the leading edge, especially when it comes to tech and what goes out, is located in Delhi. Like, I think that, like, for me, I like hearing all this stuff, I think that's pretty neat.
It is. It is. And, you know, with Scott's being in Delhi, we do a lot of good things for the community. And anybody that knows us, you know, have reached out to us. You know, I'm talking horticultural societies, the schools. I know Valley Heights High School, Simcoe High School, they wouldn't even have a horticultural class if it wasn't for Scott's, you know, because we donate the soils that they need for, you know, for their classes, you know, because budget cutbacks, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, as the employees there, we take a lot of pride in that, you know, that we are able to help in the community the way that we do. The sharing gardens, you know, in Simcoe, we play a part in all of those, you know. So no, there's a lot of good things that we do for the community, and we take a lot of pride in that, for sure.